Well, today, December 15th, is Bill of Rights Day. I'm Charles Goyette from the Freedom and Prosperity Letter. Well, the newspapers today and all the newscasts are full of accounts of Americans growing poorer and the middle class actually shrinking. And you may have seen 60 Minutes had a heart-wrenching piece a couple of weeks ago about the growing number of homeless children in America. The real tragedy, in my view, is that none of this had to happen. But as our freedom dissipates, so too will America's prosperity, which now brings me back to the Bill of Rights. It was 220 years ago today that Virginia ratified the Bill of Rights, and these 10 amendments became part of our Constitution. So flipping around on the morning TV shows, a friend of mine noted that they all made a very big deal of the fact that today is National Cupcake Day. Look, it's really important for Americans to understand what the Bill of Rights really represents, not what they teach you in school necessarily. Up until the American Revolution, kings and churches and states were apt from time to time to confer certain specific and limited rights on the people. That's what the Magna Carta was all about. But what was really revolutionary in America was the idea that the government has no rights to confer, that all rights are lodged with us. All rights belong to the people to begin with, prior to government. So instead of really a Bill of Rights, the document that we're talking about is a bill of thou shalt nots to the government. We have rights to begin with, which the government is specifically forbidden from prohibiting, well, look at the language, abridging, infringing, and violating. In fact, the Bill of Rights begins with what I think are the five most wonderful words in the English language. Congress shall make no law. Our freedom and our prosperity go hand in hand. If you'd like to help promote an enduring awareness of the Bill of Rights and the principles that it represents, you can go to mybillofrights.org, a fine organization. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.